computer in for repairs, let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour, second half hour of hour number three here on this Monday, November 4th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The show will repeat all day long on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. We also have podcasts at that website. Just click on podcasts. You can listen on demand anytime you want. Share the information. Today's show, greatly appreciate it. Getting all kinds of reports. All kinds of reports. Signs being stolen. Debbie over in Akiak Township said the school board sign that was on the corner of 23 North and Akiak Road is gone. Yep, that's what the Democrats, liberals do. They steal the signs, vandalize, spray paint, cut them down, do whatever they're going to do. It's what they do. Let's see. I got point of clarification from Captain Jeff. Okay, the rally in Grand Rapids is not Election Day night. That would be obviously stupid because the polls close at 8 o'clock. What the heck was I thinking? It's tonight. Captain Jeff is actually heading down there. Trump to speak at 10:30 p.m. I was able to get a VIP ticket through some connections. Not sure what that means. This is a deja vu repeat of the campaign rally that Trump did in 2016. Brought him luck to win Michigan that year. 10,708 votes over Hillary Clinton. Well, they're doing it again tonight. Again, Trump will be there speaking at the Van Andel Arena at 10:30. If you guys want to see it live, there's a YouTube channel called Right Side Broadcasting. You can go to YouTube, look up Right Side, S-I-D-E, Broadcasting. They carry all his Trump rallies live. Jeff reports in, yep, I had two signs stolen off of one of my properties in Detour Village. Surprise, surprise. It's what they do. Yeah, Karen, Tom, I'll talk to you guys about that later. He's been doing it to other people as well. One of the things you have to understand, why are they afraid of signs being out there heading into Election Day? Signs cost money. Signs are put on personal property. Personal property that people pay property taxes on. We contact them. They support our candidates. We get permission. We put them up. Why do the left do this? because they absolutely hate First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. They hate the idea that you would have the ability to influence voters by placing those signs on people's property. They don't want voters, as they go to the polls tomorrow, to be reminded as to who to vote for. A lot of these signs we put near polling places. If you're going to drive down a certain road to get to your local township hall to be able to vote, that's where we put the signs. The voters are going to go by the signs on their way to vote. Well, the left steals them, destroys them, vandalizes them. Folks, that should motivate you. That should motivate you to vote for the candidates of the signs that were stolen. It's that simple. If you know there's been a sign there, you've seen the sign there, you've driven by it numerous times, you know it's there, it's been there, and now all of a sudden, heading into election day, the sign is gone, stolen, vandalized, spray painted, whatever. Vote for those candidates. Show these people that these tactics are not going to influence you. As a matter of fact, it should motivate you that much more to vote for those candidates. One of the things you have to understand, this is a process. This is a process, folks, that's going to be over very soon. Polls open at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you want to vote before you go to work, you get there at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Vote, get out, go to work, do your thing, you're done for the day. Maybe you're going to go at lunchtime. Maybe you're going to go right after work. The polls stay open until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I plan to be at Mancelona. Mancelona Township Hall, I will have Vicky's Yukon and the cargo trailer there parked across the street from the Township Hall. I will be waving to people as they go in to vote at 8 o'clock. When the polls close at 8, I have a relationship with the local township clerk. He allows me to get the information, the numbers from him as they are tallied and verified per the tabulator tapes. Even though our county clerk has instructed them not to give us the tabulator tapes, which we're taxpayers, we pay for them, he said he'll at least share the information with me. One of the things that I think you guys have to understand is this boils down to getting the vote out. This is really what it's going to come down to. Republicans get their people out, they win. Regardless of the early voting, regardless of this machine screw-ups, regardless of whatever, this election is going to be too big to rig. I don't think they see this coming. I don't think they see this red tidal wave that's coming here in the state of Michigan. I don't think they see it coming in Pennsylvania. I don't think they see it coming in Wisconsin. Those are going to be the three swing states, I believe, that are going to determine the presidency. If Donald Trump's able to win Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, it's game over. There's some other states that factor in potentially. North Carolina, Virginia, Iowa. The Iowa Des Moines newspaper. Good friend of mine, Steve Dace. He's from Michigan originally. He does the Steve Dace Show on the Blaze Network with Glenn Beck. He's a Michigander. He loves the University of Michigan. I'm a Spartan. He's a Wolverine. He put a post out on Twitter after the Des Moines, Iowa newspaper came out with their recent poll saying that Harris is up on Donald Trump in Iowa by 3 points. Steve Dace posted laugh out loud. I don't believe the poll. Because if Harris wins Iowa, I will become an Ohio State fan. Being a Wolverine, yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, Steve Day said he will become officially a Buckeye. Not going to happen. One of the things I think is pretty interesting, is the fact that these polls, folks, are being manipulated to get their supported, endorsed candidate elected. They're all doing it. From the New York Slimes to the Washington Compost, all of them are doing it. NBC, CBS, ABC, Wall Street Journal, they're all doing it. And again, I think they're undercutting Donald Trump. I think they're underestimating the power of the people. People are fed up with this economy. People are fed up with the high prices. People are fed up with the border situation, allowing illegal immigrants into our country to get benefits, food stamps, rent assistance, cell phones, bridge cards for food, when Americans are hurting and people are being absolutely manipulated by the media based on these fake BS polls. This should motivate you. This should motivate you to text me PAGS and text me 10X. I got one listener here. We're going to talk to him here. Well, I'll make his comment. Cliff says, make sure that when you are set up at a township polling place hall, you're at least 100 feet from the threshold of the door. No campaigning election engineering can take place. You cannot be closer than 100 feet to the front door. That's the election laws. Let's get to that one. Where was it? Joe and Brutus, here we go. Randy, I texted you PAGS, I texted you 10X. I contacted 12 people through 10X. I sent them the PAGS video. Out of the 12, 8 said now they're voting for Trump, 4 are voting for Harris. I consider that a win. Out of 12 people, folks, low propensity voters probably weren't going to vote at all. 8 of them now for Trump, 4 for Harris. My simple question to you, Joe, what the heck is wrong with those 4 people? Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
On November 5th, vote for the six concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque Isle County Republican Committee.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of last minute questions popping into the show via text messages. Are we not allowed to go in and take photos of the tabulator tapes if we're on the ballot? I thought we did that last time. Yes. Not only candidates who are on the ballot, but the public. The general public can go to their townships and ask to be able to take photographs of the tabulator tapes. Absolutely. You have to wait until the polls close at 8 o'clock, be inside the building, sit there outside the clerk's office, tell them, introduce yourself to them, tell them who you are, and that when they get done, you would like to take pictures of the tabulator tapes totals. You won't want to take pictures of the entire tapes. They're way too long. You want the totals. And yes, you can take photographs, absolutely. Actually, the township clerk that I worked with in Mancelona, he allowed me to make photocopies of the tabulator tapes. They cut them, taped them to 8.5 by 11 copy paper, like three columns across, and I actually made copies on his copying machine. I asked him if he wanted me to pay him some money for the copies. He said, no, Randy, not a problem. Jim in Sheboygan said those four people that Joe spoke to have been successfully brainwashed. Yes, they have. They have drank the Kool-Aid. They have absolutely bought in to the socialist agenda of Kamala Harris. These last-minute lies on these TV commercials, these nice little closing final argument commercials she's been running, they're full of lies, people. She's not going to make corporations pay their fair share unless she doesn't fully understand that when corporations are taxed, they pass those taxes on to the little people, us, the consumers. She's going to continue with their EV mandates. They're going to continue raising taxes on the middle class because she's already announced she's going to raise the corporate tax from 21% to 28%. Corporations do not pay taxes. Corporations pass those tax obligations on to the consumers via the prices for their goods, products, and services. Corporations don't pay taxes. Meanwhile, to drive prices down of their products, goods, and services, Donald Trump says not only is he going to not only keep the 21%, he's going to reduce corporate taxes down to 15%. Making us one of the lowest corporate taxes in the world. About half of what Kamala Harris wants to raise it to at 28%. If Donald Trump gets elected and he does this, folks, the United States of America Department of Treasury will be bombarded with money from corporations that are currently incorporated in other countries in the world. They will flock to America in droves. Why? Because they can lower the price of their products, goods, and services because they're paying lower corporate taxes by simply changing the incorporation documents of their corporation. They change them to the United States. Most of them are in Delaware. Guess what? We will pay off the national debt so fast it'll make your head spin. Not only will we eliminate the deficit, we will start paying down the debt. Donald Trump knows how to do this. He was in the process of doing it from 2017 to 2020. But it didn't meet the socialist communist agenda to make us a one world globalist society, a communist country. That's what it really boils down to. American exceptionalism, make America great again, or basically make us a communist country. Good versus evil. That's what this election, bottom line, folks, is coming down to. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. Share this video with 10 people you know when you look them up on this website, 10xvotes.com, like Joe did, like I did, like many of you have done. Do it today, Monday. When you hear this information, I will be on my cell phone all day till 10 o'clock at night, tonight. You can text me PAGS and you can text me 10x. I'll send you the video. I'll send you the website. You need to share this information with as many people as you can. Don't think that somebody else is going to do it. That person, somebody else, they died. Somebody else used to do all the work. Somebody else used to do the texting. Somebody else used to reach out, make calls, put up signs, knock on doors. Well, guess what? Someone else died. And now it's up to you. So we have a choice, people. Take a little extra time, a little extra effort, and do something to educate 10 people in your phone. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back on Election Day tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at